Well, happy Easter, everyone. Today really is the happiest day and the most important celebration for Christians in the whole year. It is the light at the long tunnel of Lent. This morning's Gospel reading, John's account of Easter Day, is the one I find most moving of the four accounts. And sometimes I find it difficult to read aloud that very personal encounter between Jesus and Mary. Early in the morning, after the Sabbath, John tells us that Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. It seems she was alone and empty-handed, visiting the grave as an act of mourning and love. It is remarkable that in Roman-occupied Jerusalem, she was able to do this, apparently on her own, unchallenged, and with her love for Jesus outweighing any fear which she may have had. This would not be advisable in modern-day Jerusalem, although agreement has been reached with the authorities, the Israeli authorities, to allow Easter celebrations to take place at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre today. It's still a very tense time, and we don't know quite how that will play out. And the war has added to the difficulties generally experienced by Christians in Jerusalem. So let us rejoice that Mary Magdalene was able to walk across the city to Jesus' tomb. Mary found the tomb open and the body gone. This was not what she was expecting. In shock and anguish, she rushed back to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the disciple whom Jesus loved, the disciple who does not name himself, but whom we know as John. These little details of the two men running, with John outrunning Peter, John looking into the tomb, but Peter catching up and running in with his customary impetuousness, these all show us the humanity and vulnerability we share in unexpected situations. These little details point to the truth of the account. And John indeed writes at the end of his gospel that his testimony is true. Despite all Jesus' teaching, despite the empty tomb, despite the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth which had been on Jesus' head in a separate place, Peter, John and Mary did not understand what they were seeing. A grave robber would not have left things so neatly. The men returned home, perhaps to the upper room where they shared that last special Pentecost meal, that Passover meal with Jesus. But by then, Mary had returned and stayed weeping, returned to that grave. She stayed there weeping, and in time she found it in herself to stoop down and look into the tomb. And she was rewarded by seeing not one but two angels in white sitting where Jesus' body had been. Had those angels been there all along? Had Peter and John simply not seen them? Or had they just appeared? We cannot say, but we know that they were real. They asked Mary why she was weeping. The very same question Jesus asked her a moment later. Mary recognized Jesus as he spoke her name. It was a brief but deeply personal encounter. At his bidding, Mary returned to the disciples, announcing, "I have seen the Lord." Mary Magdalene, so often unfairly maligned in popular culture, is also rightly known as the Apostle to the Apostles. Her testimony is crucial to the whole Christian faith. Crucial to our faith. Of course, nobody actually saw Jesus rise from the dead. It was a private moment in the cool of the rock-hewn tomb. Everything we have learnt about the resurrection comes from all the signs that it did occur. Not only the empty tomb, this account and the Easter morning experiences in the other Gospels, but all the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus and the change that these wrought in the disciples. One of my favourite children's books is this account of the Easter story. Perhaps you've seen it. Perhaps you've read it to your children or grandchildren. It's written and beautifully illustrated. It's a few years old now, by a man called Brian Wildsmith. It tells the story of Holy Week and Easter, the post-resurrection appearances, and Jesus' ascension through the eyes of the little donkey who carried Jesus into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. The little donkey saw Jesus clearing the temple, witnessed Jesus' agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, his arrest and his trial. He saw the crucifixion. In the book, the author imagines Joseph of Arimathea placing the body of Jesus on the back of the little donkey as he carried it to the tomb. On Easter morning, the little donkey saw the angels and the risen Jesus in the garden. At the end of the book, after the little donkey had seen everything through innocent eyes, the disciples take him back to his home. The little donkey stayed there for the rest of his life, remembering the kind and good man he had carried on his back. And that's why all donkeys are proud to wear a cross on their backs. Donkeys live for a long time, of course, so he might also have witnessed the early years of the church, the times when Luke was noting the Acts of the Apostles, and when Paul was writing his letters to the churches, including the church at Colossae. In the storybook, and I'll leave it down here so you can look at it later, in the storybook, it is the kindness of Jesus rather than all the horrors which he had witnessed, which the little donkey remembered. This is what we should remember too. It was Jesus' kindness, his generosity of spirit, his faithfulness to his calling, which enabled him to sacrifice himself for us and to rise again in triumph over sin and death. Peter tells this story in his speech at the house of Cornelius, and how this triumph is for all people. Paul's letter to the Colossians reminds them and us of our baptismal duty to set our minds on heavenly things rather than earthly things. We all know this can be so difficult in this troubled world. I weep at the news, and it is only right to pray for the needs of the whole world, to pray for peace and reconciliation for all, to pray for peace in the Middle East, as our new Archbishop did this morning in Canterbury, that today we too are risen with Christ, Easter people, Let us rejoice that Jesus' light shines in the darkness. And like the little donkey, we should remember all that is good about our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.